Next, we have Snowfender.
I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room, run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent. To say the least, we were hard-pressed. And Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair. Then she painted my eyes and lips. I let her step into a satin dancing dress. I had to split on the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trim and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, "Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down." Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck and she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes when she started to speak. She looked at our pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, "Your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death." She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, "To thine own self be true." And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking Mama, "What do I do?" She said, "Just be nice to the gentleman fancy, and they'll be nice to you." She said, "Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now, don't let me down, hun, your mama's gonna move you uptown." Well, that was the last time I saw my ma. The night I left that rickety shack, the welfare people came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. I knew what I had to do, but I made myself this solemn vow that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I don't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know, I might have been born just clean my trash, but fancy was my name. He said, "Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down." He said, "Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down." It wasn't very long after a benevolent man took me in off the street. And 1 week later, I was born as tea in a five-room hotel suite. I charmed a king, a congressman, an occasional aristocrat. And then I got me a Georgia mansion, an elegant New York townhouse flat. I ain't dumb, man. Now in this world, there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites that call me bad. And criticize Mama for turning me out, no matter how little we had. But though I ain't had nothing to worry about for nigh on 15 years, well, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ears. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hun, your mama's gonna move you uptown.
Snowfender!
Yay!
Yay! So finally someone did Reba.
Yeah.
Yay. And did some semblance of justice to this song, Kinda Sorta.
Kinda Sorta.
Yeah, kinda sorta.
I liked it better in the beginning.
Me too.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. This was not good for me, Snow. Yeah. The rhythm was weird. Was it?
Yeah, the timing the was way.
Yeah.
The timing is, like, really
I've
bad.
Never heard the original. I've only heard that one time someone sang it, like, earlier. Which I'm assuming wasn't correct either. I don't know.
Don't remind me.
I'm sorry. But, yeah.
But the energy was so good.
Yeah.
She was super into it. And it wasn't pitchy all the time. I mean, it was
pretty pitchy. The chorus was not pretty, so it was not pretty.
Yeah, it was not my favorite.
I like up here, and it's not good.
Mm.
And, like, at parts of the song when you should have done higher notes, you were doing lower notes, like, there was the nigh on 15 years was should have been higher than you did it, and, like, I noticed that throughout, like, all of the song.
I mean, you did have good energy, but it's really pitchy. And you stumbled a few times.
Yeah.
Or at least one time on your lines.
I'm really worried.
It was going way too fast, and you couldn't catch up. Yeah. And you were just, like, just getting the words out. Yeah. You didn't mean any of them, and it was not good.
As fast a song as it sounds, so, like, you can take time and say the words.
Yeah. Again, mean what you're saying. This is another song that is, like, rife with meaning, and
a lot of country songs are heavy rife lyrics. With meaning.
Yeah, but isn't this the song about the prostitute?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, see, again, last time I didn't get that, and this time I wouldn't have gotten it either. So,
you need to go hear the original.
I do.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I need to listen to some Reba.
Yeah, she's good.
Ah, what's wrong with me? And there was more peaking again. Again with the peaking.
Yeah, everybody's. But this has just, like, not been a good night for anybody tonight, in my opinion.
No.
Minus, like, Russ.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm, like, have no idea how the results are going to go tonight. Like, I have zero idea.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Done. Nice attempt.
Last up tonight is Faded Phantom.
Thank you.
wrong, baby, wrong, baby, wrong. There's nothing wrong with moving on when you know he's good and gone. Come on now, everyone falls down, everyone crawls now and then. Then they get up again. You cry if you want to, that's what we all do. Hey, come on now, everyone falls down, everyone crawls now and then. Then they get up again. You cry if you want to, that's what we all do. But if you think you'll never move on, you're wrong, baby, wrong. You're wrong, baby, wrong, yeah. Wrong, baby, wrong, baby, wrong. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Faded. I'm happy you submitted. I know we were having computer issues and such. But you're immune, so there's really no problem.
You don't even have to be here, Faded. Yeah. You're that kid that goes to class even when it's, like, optional. Like that nerdy kid that everyone hates but then cheats off of in class. So, good job, Faded. And this song again, another double.
I know, tonight. Surprisingly a lot of doubles, with even though we gave four different artists.
Seriously?
I know.
And only one Reba?
They were scared of Reba.
Valk? They're scared of Valk's rage.
Yeah, they are. They're like, oh, don't want to do that. Don't want to get in that.
So the song was pretty.
Awesome energy.
Yeah, it was. You had great energy. It was a little pitchy.
Yeah.
Maybe low for you? I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't my favorite. Nobody besides Russ, nobody, like, blew me away tonight.
Wow. Wait, don't spoil it, Rochelle.
I wasn't saying anything. I was just saying that Russ was my favorite. I don't know. Never mind. All right, fine.
Who was my favorite?
Who?
You know, Reba.
Your mom? Yeah. Your mom is my favorite, too.
That's what it was.
Guys, okay.
Think about what I say before I say it. Faded. Yeah.
Good job. It was good. It was fine. It wasn't.
I didn't really write any notes because it didn't really.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wrote thank you for not sucking. So, yeah. Thanks for not sucking,
Faded. Oh, I remember thinking, this is what it feels like to hear the lyrics to a song
pronounced correctly.
Yes.
All right. I am done.
Good job, Faded. Even though you didn't need to be here.
All right, results. So we all agreed unanimously. However you say that.
Unanimously.
Yeah, that. Oh my god, I'm really, really tired. Okay. That Russ is the winner of tonight.
Go Russ!
Yeah,
Russ is, like, poning this country thing.
I know, he's doing so good.
He's secretly a country fan.
That's because he's cooler online.
Totally.
Snort. Lulu, why don't you save somebody next?
Okay, next I will save Maddie.
Okay. Valk.
I will save Jeffers.
Cool. Faded and Dylan are both immune. So I'll save Katsumi H.
Okay. Then I will save Italian Ice.
Ooh. So that leaves Turtle, Snow, and Cookies in the bottom three tonight.
This is sad.
This is really sad. Because we like you all very much. You're all super awesome people. I will save Turtle. Okay. So that leaves Snow and Cookie.
All right.
Cookie is left. So,
yeah. There's bad song choices this week, you guys.
Yeah, this week was not good at all for anyone but Russ.
For anyone but Russ.
I liked Dylan and Fateds, but they were immune, so it didn't matter.
Yeah,
they
didn't even count. But they were, but even so, they were not the best things that Dylan and Fated have ever done. So, yeah. I don't know. For me, it was just like...
Okay, anyway. So...
Lulu, do you wanna...
Me?
Yes.
Okay, so...
You're good at pulling the trigger.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, so unfortunately, this week, Snowfender is leaving us. Which makes me really, really, really sad. I was really looking forward to more snow. But this wasn't your week. I'm sorry. But this means that Cookies, you're safe for one more week. And
bring your A-game, mixing,
Cookies.
You and Snow
do it earlier or something.
Yeah.
Do it much earlier. Okay?
Be epic, because we don't want you in the bottom again.
Yeah. Don't let yourself fall to the bottom again. You can do better.
Yeah.
Don't fall to the bottom of the jar.
Cookie jar.
I'm just... okay. Alright. So after this horribly depressing night, next week's immunity challenge is Shania Twain.
Oh, yeah. And, if we get a bunch of, I feel like a woman's, I'm going to punch someone, so this is fair warning.
Do it.
We like doing women's challenges.
Yeah, we do.
It's going to be fun. And so, yeah, this is going to be the last immunity challenge, because after next week there will be 8 of you, and there's this little twist going on there with that, which you'll find out about next week's results. And this week's main challenge is get drunk and be somebody, which is a title of a Toby Keith song.
Yes.
Get drunk and be somebody. So that means that you have to sing a song that has to do with being drunk, getting drunk, making mistakes because you're drunk. Pretty much anything that involves alcohol. This challenge was
chosen. It's perfect. It's perfect for Lone Star.
It is perfect for Lone. Yeah, Dylan will win this challenge.
Oh, by the way, somewhat related, while I was in Chinatown, I saw a poster for that Lone Star TV show.
The show?
Ooh. Yeah. I think it's about a guy who cheats on his wife or something. And it's the poster is him, like, being
walking
straddled
by
two different women.
Oh, never mind.
And drinking.
Wow, what a rebel.
It has to be about a cowboy with a horse or something.
I know.
I'm not accepting it being about cheating.
I know.
Okay. So, yes. So, we are down to the final 9.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have the challenges due. So, the immunity challenge, Shania Twain, due September 14th at midnight. And the regular challenge, due at September 15th at midnight. Get drunk and be somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. This has been Lone Star.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.